Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, which is on at the Other Palace Theatre in Victoria in London. A short walk from the train station, and it's on until the 31st of August 2025. I'll give you information about the show and the venue. A very warm welcome to A View on Access, your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The Other Palace is a wonderful intimate venue in Victoria with two performance spaces upstairs, the main space with 312 seats and a studio space downstairs with 120 seats that offers a variety of drama, musicals, stand-up, cabaret and fringe theatre throughout the year to suit all tastes. As you enter the venue, the box office is directly in front of you, with the entrance to the main house on your left and studio space straight ahead, with toilets, bar and seating area on the right. The Other Palace is step-free access with a lift down to 36 steps that lead to the studio. Their access policy is to listen to the needs of its patrons, and if there is something that they can provide to make your visit or experience more inclusive, always get in touch and let them know. The current production, which is on until August 2025, is The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, based on the book and influenced by the hit movies and TV series, that takes a fantastical plunge into Greek mythology. It's a lot of fun and dramatically compelling, with catchy songs and standout performances from a high-calibre ensemble that fits beautifully into the Other Palace main stage. It's filled full of invention, clever concepts, stylish choreography, dazzling costumes, and effective set design that brings this fantasy world to life. With a book by Joe Trax, music and lyrics by Rob Rakiki, adapted from the book by Rick Riordan, and directed by Lizzie Gee. It's brought to the stage by Bill Kenwright Limited and Paul Taylor Mills. This energetic musical has really engaged with younger audiences, which I feel represented about 70% of the audience capacity, as they went wild for it and showed their appreciation very vocally. Also, the queue for merchandise before and after was astonishing, which demonstrates its appeal. The success of The Lightning Thief is the character of Percy, who is the glue that holds it all together, has all the best lines, and oozes charisma. He's instantly likable, and was portrayed in the performance I witnessed brilliantly by Morgan Gregory. The set is very simple but effective, consisting of a hexagon-shaped steel construction with a raised platform on top, with a mesh see-through gate in front of a projection screen that displayed various images and lighting effects, and an open arch in the center. There are two staircases that are moved around to create different formations and locations. The Lightning Thief is a lot of fun, especially for fans of the books and film media, but also for those who don't take things too seriously and love a new musical with a young, talented cast that's full of new ideas, new songs and lots of energy. Access performances are still to be announced before the end of the run, so check the website for further information regularly by visiting theotherpalace.co.uk and clicking on Access, which also details lots of important access information. To book tickets, you can call 020 7592 0302. To find out what else has been audio described in London and are across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. For London, you can also visit officiallondontheatre.com. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.